Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined in studio right now with his first sack and a half tonight on the game. Daniil Hunter joining us in studio. Congrats on the win, man. How was that locker room in there tonight?
Thanks, man. It was electric, man. You know, we went out there, we did our thing. I mean, it wasn't pretty, but we came together as a team and got through with the dub.
What's the mentality like out there? You and I were talking about it right before we came on. It just seemed like D'Amico was dialing up pressure after pressure after pressure. When y'all are out there playing, I mean, obviously that's something, especially as a pass rusher, that's got to be something that you're just over there licking your chops.
Oh, man, D'Amico, he just wants to see us go, man. After last week dealing with a scrambling quarterback and this week doing another one, we had to dial up some things. You know, we came out there. And he had a rush plan for us, and we went out there and we executed it. And I think we came out with like 7 sacks.
Yeah, 7 sacks. There was a stat that our boss over here read to us after the game. You know, that these next gen stats where they got the kind of advanced stats, whatever. Caleb Williams had something like 42 or 44 dropbacks tonight,
and you 42. Guys had 36 pressures.
30. You guys
drops.
Had pressure on him 36 times out of the 42 times he dropped back. Is that what it felt like out there for you guys tonight?
Definitely. You know, every time we went back to the sideline, our coach was excited, you know, saying that we were close, you know. And the biggest thing is just going out there and we rushed as a unit. You know, the defensive line, you always got to rush as a unit, and anything can happen. You know, and it showed tonight.
Daniil, what's the in your career playing and with defensive coordinators in general? Because I mean, I've seen a lot of guys dial up pressure, but it seems like in a one score game in the fourth quarter, because a lot of folks don't know it, but when you're dialing up that pressure, obviously there's man to man defense a lot of the time behind you, and you've got Jalen Petrie who's playing nickel for the first couple of games. You've got Kamari Lassiter who's a rookie corner. I mean, just the thought of, I guess, in your history, is that something that you've been a part of before? That's that much pressure, just time and time again, or is D'Amico that loose with it?
I mean, it all plays hand in hand. You know, you got D'Amico and you got just the defense playing together. You know, the front end and the back end. We all got to play together. So if we do our job and defensive backs do their job, you know, at the end of the day, the only thing Caleb could do is hold the ball. And it showed tonight.
How was it going against him? I mean, he's a pretty slippery guy back there. He escaped a few times. I mean, was that a big focal point for you guys trying to keep him in the pocket tonight?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, from what we saw on film and from what we saw from him in college, you know, he's a guy that definitely likes to scramble. And he just has ways to escape, which is, like, unreal. And you see a few times out there. I think one time I almost had him, and he ripped through. He ripped his jersey from my grasp.
We were joking about that. We're like, let me get tear away jerseys. Yeah.
It wasn't his undershirt, right? It was his jersey.
The jersey. You don't just rip jerseys like that. But, I mean,
well, you know, most humans don't have the grip strength to rip jerseys like that. You do realize that, right?
I mean, I guess you could say that, but I didn't even realize it was a jersey until, like, after.
Daniil Hunter, a Texans defense end, sack and a half tonight, joining us here on Texans postgame. You mentioned that there's only one game worth of film on Caleb Williams. Did you guys watch some of his college film in preparing for him?
Man, we watched everything, you know, from preseason, you know, a few games from his college career, and mm-hmm. we just analyzed what he did. Mm-hmm. You know, D'Amico had a game plan for us, and we went out there and we executed it.
Mm-hmm. What about the dialogue, if there is, or communication, if there is, between you guys and the offense, knowing, hey, man, the second half, man, the first half, they did their thing. The second half, you look, and they're like, hey, it's not going as planned. The game could tighten up at any moment. Or is it just literally y'all are pinning your ears back and worrying about your side of the ball?
Man, we always tell the offense, you know, just go out there and do their thing. Anything happens, we got their back. So that's how it's been all camp, you know, and that's how it's going to be all season. So they just need to go out there and do their thing. And defense, we always have their back.
Danielle Hunter joining us. You had mentioned in the offseason when you signed here that you were here at the playoff game last year against Cleveland, and that was an atmosphere that, you know, quite frankly, we hadn't seen that in a long time here. That was kind of back to the future, you know, that atmosphere, that crowd, that noise. First game back since then was the game here tonight. What was that like for you, especially being from here, to play in an atmosphere? Did it match up to that Cleveland playoff game tonight for you?
Yeah, I think it definitely did, man. I mean, and like I said, that was a big part of the reason why I came here. I mean, I liked what I saw, and I was just hoping that everything panned out, and it did. So I'm happy to be here, happy to be home, and I'm happy to play for this team.
Hey, how much of the conversation now with the team is, because, I mean, you guys are obviously, especially after last week, look, I was saying it. I know Sean was saying it. It seems like everybody on national TV is saying it. I mean, this is a legit Super Bowl contender, and I know it's early, but how much in your mind is in the locker room, is that a reality?
I mean, we just focus on the now, man. We focus on today, focus one practice at a time, one team at a time. You know, that's in the long run. You know, we don't really look for that, but we just focus on one team at a time right now, man.
Before we get you out of here, obviously, we would love to let you just enjoy this one tonight, but of all the people sitting in this chair right here to talk about next week, you'd be the best one to do it with, because you're going back to Minnesota, where you spent several years playing for the Vikings. Have you had a chance to sit and think about that and what it's going to be like going back up there next weekend?
Man, honestly, I haven't really thought about that. I knew it's coming, but I'm just worried about that next week.
Yeah, just getting that win.
Just getting the win tonight, man.
But you know they're 2-0 right now also.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. Good stuff. Danielle Hunter, Texans defensive end. First sack and a half tonight. Sack and a half for both you and Will. So yeah, that was good. You guys played really well last week, but were you talking this week at all? We got to get that first sack. We got to get to the quarterback.
I mean, like I told him, I tell Will all the time, you can't be frustrated with rushing the passer. You just got to keep chopping wood. I mean, you get 1,000 pass rush reps, you get 10 sacks, you have a great season.
Yeah.
So I'll just keep telling them that, bro, just don't get frustrated. Just keep chopping wood.
They'll come.
Hey, Danielle, how much – take us inside that relationship a little bit. I think it's very interesting with your experience and being more of a veteran, and then him being young and just seems like just wants to go play. I mean, how often do you have to go, hey, man, it's going to be all right. 1,000 rushes, 10 sacks. You're going to have a great season. Like, how often does that kind of communication go on between you guys?
I mean, we're always communicating, you know. Especially just passing down what I've learned from the older guys that I've played with in the past. You know, the biggest thing is just keep having him just elevate his game. You know, I'm here to help him out, you know. I'm here to help everybody out on the defensive line. So I'm happy the kind of mindset that he has as a, you know, a young man and a football player that he is. And I feel like, you know, the sky's the limit for him. He's going to keep on improving. And, you know, he's a leader of this team, and I'm going to help him out with that.
Good stuff. Danielle Hunter, Texans defensive end, a sack and a half tonight, beating a team that you probably have seen more than everybody else combined on this team probably through all your years in Minnesota. So probably a little extra for you to go out and beat the Chicago Bears tonight.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I had a lot of tips, you know, on the offensive line. I know they had a different offensive coordinator, but a lot of those guys I played against before, and I just, you know, gave tips to the defensive line on how to like rush against or like play against them. So yeah, it was really helpful.
Good stuff. We'll let you get out of here, man. Congrats on the win, and go get them in Minnesota next week.
Thanks.
All right, there it is. Danielle Hunter, Texans defensive end, joining us here on Texans Postgame on Texans Radio.